Aloha and welcome back. This is a very, very, very exciting and powerful video we've got here today. It's one of the most powerful things in the whole training, actually. Because if you want to be a superhero, you've joined this training, you want to make an impact in the world, you want to make something of your life, you want to have an amazing life, this is the thing that really separates the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. The reason that there are not very many people who are having amazing lives and enjoying themselves and doing what they love and making an impact and helping others, the reason there's so few people like that in the world is because of what you're going to learn in this video. We already talked about it in the last one. Last video was a bit of an ass-kicking video. We need a bit of that to actually get us moving forward and get out of things. This video is, in a sense, the practical side of a damn good ass-kicking. So, you know, because when we have these funny little things inside of us that are slowing us down, it really makes everything hard work. But if we can just go, okay, I humbly accept that certain things have got to change and I'm up for doing that, everything becomes extremely smooth. You bring back all the energy into yourself. If you do these things I'm mentioning on this video, so much more energy is going to come back. So many more opportunities will come. Your life will become simpler and you'll be able to actually do the things that you've been wanting to do but for some reason haven't been able to. This is the reason for that. So this is extremely important. I want you to give your full attention to this. It's not going to be too long. I'm going to get you to do some exercises on the video itself and you're going to come out the other side with very clear practical to-do things, to do and not to do. For you personally, you individually, you are very unique, things that are directly related to you in your life. And once you apply this, which is very simple actually, what we're doing is removing things. Once you do this, magic, more and more magic will happen and you'll actually be able to get on with the next part of the training and go out there and make a difference in a very powerful way. All right. Yay. So what is it that actually stops us from doing our mission? What is it that slows us down? What is the reason? What is it going on here? Well, basically there's two things. The first thing we mentioned in the last video briefly, and that is having things that are incomplete, having loose ends. Now, loose ends could mean things like you haven't spoken to somebody and you had an argument and you haven't resolved that argument and there's this sort of funny feeling in the back of your head about some family member or some person, business agreements, anything, and it's kind of niggling away at you and you haven't resolved it, you haven't come to peace with it, and it's just kind of sitting around and it's annoying you a little bit, but it's there. It could be things like projects that you haven't finished but you've started them but you kind of just had them sitting around and they're like, when am I going to get this done? These things that are incomplete, they're normally the things you keep putting off, they keep coming back, but you keep putting them off, you know? It could be that you owe somebody money and you haven't kind of got around to paying them back. It could be someone that owes you money. It could be just little things like paying off debts, dealing with relationships, finishing a project. It could be that you started this wonderful collage and vision board and it's all over the floor, but you haven't picked it all up and stuck it back on the wall. You know, it could be that you're just in the middle of lots of things. So they're sitting around and they're just kind of stressing you out. And all of that sucks our energy. When we have all these incomplete things, it drains us. Energy comes into us and it goes out into those things. Just seeing stuff unfinished. If you come back into your house and there's this unfinished things, it creates stress and that drains your energy. So one of the reasons people don't really get very far is that they've got all these unfinished things and their whole life is unfinished, 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 unfinished. If you can actually bring those things full circuit, complete the circuit, finish them or let them go. You know, this is the choice. Either way, it's been resolved, it's been completed. If you can do that, then all of a sudden everything becomes easier. You have this real sense of relief, you know. So it might be that there's this project that you wanted to do, or this book you wanted to write, and you've been kind of typing away at it. Either finish the book or the project, or just give it up. So, you know what, I'm not going to finish this. I've decided that wasn't going to be the best ever. I haven't got time for it. Just finish it. Consciously let it go. So when we do either finish or let it go, one or the other, it brings back that energy and it's extremely liberating for us. So that's one of the reasons, and I'm going to do a little exercise with you in a moment about how you can resolve this very easily. The other thing, and this is unpopular, by the way, a lot of the stuff on the superhero training, you might not hear other places in other books, because people don't really want to talk about this stuff because it's not popular and they want their readership, you know, or just, you know, it's just like these are little secrets that people really know about but often don't want to share. And this one is super, super, super important. Now, each one of us has pure soul power, pure soul power, pure goodness, the goodness coming from the soul, purity, peace, love, light, power. And we also have, like we mentioned before, these five vices: lust, anger, ego, greed, attachment, and then laziness, carelessness, fear, and then all the progeny of all these negative things in us. And we all have these little addictions that we do, and each of us knows what they are. Some people it's food, they like little snivelling away at things. Some people they got some little sexual thing that they kind of like, some they're into, that, you know, they know they shouldn't be doing, but it kind of, you know, there's some people is just thinking certain thoughts about something, other people, there's just all sorts of weird little things that we all do one way or another, and there's different degrees of it and different amounts of it and different little addictions and different little things, and we don't want to be guilty about anything like this, you know. It's not that I'm not trying to bring on a guilt trip and, you know, be all funny about it, but we need to acknowledge that we have these things going on and realize that when we open the door to those things, when we feed those things, you know, we're closing the door to our higher self and to our soul power, you know. In those moments, energy is being wasted, you know. Could be spent in another way, but it's going in that way. Now, this is an age-old problem. How are you going to deal with all this kind of weird stuff? First thing is not to judge ourselves about it, you know, like we all have it. It's just that the negativity, the ego within us is playing these little games, and that's fair enough, you know. So it's no guilt, no shame, nothing to worry about. But as superheroes, we need to take responsibility for our lives, and we need to basically choose what we're going to do about this, because we don't want to be wasting our energy in these strange different ways. We want to be able to overcome that and go in the direction that's actually meaningful for us. And so this is one of the big reasons that a lot of people don't get anywhere, is because their little addictions, their little pleasure things, their little comfort zone things, their little things, but when you add it all up, it becomes months and years, and it's been wasted, and it's actually draining our energy. You know, it actually causes us sorrow and drains our energy. So I'm encouraging you to really have a good look at yourself. Be honest, don't be guilty, just be honest, and think about what those things are. Because when you liberate yourself from those things, your life becomes extremely magical. And you feel that beautiful feeling of like, yes, I've succeeded, I've conquered something here, rather than, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that, you know. And we know the difference. We all know it. Let's just get honest with this and make a change. You know, another funny thing about life and all this spiritual development, personal development stuff, is a lot of people give you advice, you should do this and you should do that, and let's do this and let's do that. But really, most of the time, it's it's more important what you don't do, you know, what we don't do. And a little rule I have is that if you want to know what to do with your life, if I want to know what to do with my life, look at the mainstream population and go the other way. Do the opposite of what most people do. So you can kind of just look around, and whatever most people are doing, do the opposite. It'll probably be the right thing to do if you're in doubt, you know. And so it's not about adding more and more and more things to our lives. We're actually originally good, and hopefully this has been communicated plenty of times already, that we are spiritual beings and we are eternally beautiful and good and pure and happy and light and the best ever. Everything's great. Everything already is great. The universe is great, soul is great, consciousness is all wonderful, yay. But it's adding all this junky stuff, complicated stuff, incomplete things, weird addictions, all this weird thinking. That's where we get in trouble. That's where it all goes wrong. So it's actually more important to have a not to-do list, in a sense. Of course, you need a to-do list as well, but we need to really recognize that if we just stopped doing certain things, our life would immediately become better, you know? Most people, the reason they're depressed, the reason they're unhappy, the reason that they suck at their job, whatever it is, it's because they're doing certain things that are causing them sorrow every day, you know? You just cut it out, they'd be liberated. So what we're doing today is getting clear on what is your not-to-do list, these funny little things that are just draining energy, and then also completing things so that you have all your energy back to yourself, and you can therefore invest all that energy in your mission and invest all that energy in focusing on the things that really matter every day. And this is, you know, it's in a sense quite obvious thing to do, but not many people talk about it, and very, very few people actually do it. So you have an opportunity right here today to really make a profound shift in your life, something that's going to affect the rest of your life starting today. And so I'm going to share the couple of little practices you can do right now. Okay, so the first thing I'd like you to do is to get a blank piece of paper, and you can pause this video if you want and then come back to it. So get a blank piece of paper and write down all of the things in every area of your life that are stressing you out, that are in your mind, that are incomplete things. It could be some project that you've been putting off, it could be a personal phone call with somebody, it could be, you know, finishing your government stuff that you've got to do, or it could be credit card things, it could be health stuff. There's all of us have got this list of stuff that we want to deal with, but somehow we keep putting it off. So get a piece of paper, write down every single thing at all levels of your life that you've been putting off, that's incomplete, this loose ends, it's sitting about, hasn't been finished. Okay, and then when you've done that, come back and I'll tell you the next thing to do. Alright, so now you've got your list, I want you to look at your list, and we've talked about this before, 80-20. Look at your list and circle or put a star next to the things which are the biggest deal, that are going to make the biggest impact, that are going to really make a big difference. The 20%, the main ones, whatever it is for you in your life that you know, if you just finish that, even though it's hard, even though you've been putting it off, if you just got to it, you'd be super stoked. So just make a note of that, okay? You can pause the video and you can come back. Yay. So if you've done this, then you'll have a piece of paper with the things that you need to complete circled or with a star. Now, what I want you to do after this video is to come up, just basically finish as many of them right now as you possibly can. If it's phone calls, if it's this and that, make a plan, get on with it immediately of cancelling or finishing those things. So remember, you have two options. You have two options here. Option one is finish it. Option, you know, in terms of complete it. Option two is just cancel it, consciously let it go and say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to throw it away. It's done. You know, someone, I'll give you an example, somebody, a friend of mine, she had some internet scam and it was for $45, and she had this lengthy paperwork that she had to go through in order to get $45 back, and it was stressing her out. So I said, well, just give it up. It was a $45 lesson, just let it go. It's not worth it. You know, because if it's going to take you hours and hours and stress you out, what's the point? It's better to do something else and generate some cash in another way than try and get that back. Take it as a $45 lesson, and don't be scammed on the internet again by, you know, weird things that people do. So whatever it is for you, take the 20% and just complete them so that you bring back all your energy and you're like, ah, right, so let's get on with the mission, okay? great. Okay, now here's a slightly harder one. These are both hard things to do, by the way, but because they're hard, hardly anyone does them, and because hardly anyone does them, not many people have a great life and not many leaders around. So you do this, you're going to have an amazing life, be a leader and really help lots of people. It's great. So this next one is to get a piece of paper again, blank piece of paper, and write down all the little things that you know you shouldn't be doing. And I don't like to use the word should really, but you know deep in your heart they're not bringing you the joy that you want. They're kind of like little distractions, little addictions, little things, little weird little things. Write them all down. And then when you've written them all down, make a note of the 20% that you just got to stop, that you need to just give that up, you know. Yeah, you might be like, oh, but can I really give up watching television, or can I really give up this little thing that I love? This is what it means to be teachable, willingness to learn and willingness to accept change. If you want to really move forward, then you need to accept change, you need to act and live differently, you know. This is what it comes down to. So, willingness to learn, willingness to accept change. So write down everything that you know that's like, ooh, a little bit weird, little addictions, little this, little that, you know, ooh, your private little things. No one else needs to see this piece of paper. This is just for you and your own conscience and your own mission we're dealing with here. Write them down and then circle the 20%, and they're going to be your not to-do list. Ideally, wouldn't do any of them because there's no point, but just make sure the big ones are there and just get rid of them. Choose to not do them anymore. And it's the thing with this part of the question is that you're not just choosing not to do them, you're also going to have another thing next to it, next to each one. Okay, I'm not going to watch TV, let's say. But what are you going to do instead? I'm going to read a book, I'm going to do some yoga, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to spend time talking to some friends who I never talk to. Have a solution to it. So this part is write them all down, then choose the main ones and write a solution to them. So you know, I don't do this and I do this instead. Okay, so go away, write them all down, choose the most important ones and say, I'm not going to do that, and here's what I'm going to do instead. And when you've done that, come back and we'll continue this video. Congratulations, I'm very, very, very proud of you for going as far as you have with this mission, because, you know, a lot of people don't want to look at themselves. It's hard to look at ourselves and to have really see what's going on and make some deep changes and overcome little resistances and addictions and freakouts. But it's worth it, you know, it's so worth it, because one of the things I love the most is getting up really early in the morning. The other day, or this morning, I was getting up at about 2:30, and it was just so lovely getting up. I mean, you might think that's ridiculous getting up that early, but for me, I just love looking out, because where I wake up, I can see the stars and can hear the river, and just really just being in that beautiful space, you know, and having that experience, and then getting loads of stuff done, you know, before it's even light, you know, and just the rest of the days I can do whatever I like, you know. It's just lovely. So the evening before, you know, there I was in the kitchen, you know, getting a glass of water or something. I opened up one of the cupboards and I've got all this tasty, lovely food, all these tasty things, and I'm a little bit hungry. And I'm looking at it all thinking, I'd love to eat that, I'd love to eat that, I could eat that, I could eat that. Yum, 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 in my mind, thinking about what it could eat or whatever. And I'm like, no, I want to get up early, it's much better. So just go to sleep. You know, those little voices come, but it's like, no, I'm not going to go along with it. And then wake up in the morning and just have amazing, amazing days. But it's because of resisting and letting go of this, of one thing, it opens the door to something else. So I hope you realize the power of what you're doing here. You know, like every single thing you say no to, you're saying yes to another thing. And there's an additional audio about this that I'd love you to listen to. Very, very, very powerful, extremely important topic, and you'll really take massive benefit. This training is hardcore, you know. We're not here telling you that, you know, all you've got to do is just, you know, eat some goji berries and you'll be stoked. No, you know, it's like this is the real deal stuff here. So respect to you. So you've got your list of what you need to complete. You've got your list of things that you want to, you know, change, let go of, and replace with something else. I want you to do a little ritual, okay, as soon as you can. And what this is, I'll show you how to do this. I do this, you know, now and again. Is you write down all those things you want to let go of, all those things you want to stop doing. Write them down again on another piece of paper, and then go and create a fire pit, or put it in a big bowl or something with some candles, or however you want to do your fire, depending on your level of fire making abilities. And then you, with clarity, with consciousness, burn that list, the list of things that you want to let go of, actually physically burn it. We did this recently, and it was such a powerful experience. Did it with a group of people, everyone burning the old things, you know, because if we really want to move forward, we've got to let go of all this old stuff that's holding us back. Burning it, physically burning it, seeing it turn into ash is very helpful for you to do this. So I highly recommend you go ahead, write all those things you don't want anymore on another list, and burn them. It was quite funny, as an aside, when we did this, I have the elixirs that I make, and I wanted to put the fire out right at the end, but it just exploded, you know, it just went poof, like a magical potion. So I'm not quite sure what was in them that made it explode so much, but that can be a little bit fun. If you pour stuff on there that is like flammable, of course be careful, this was just a tiny little bit in an experiment, but just when you've kind of got that energy coming along and you're burning things, it, you know, it's just a powerful thing to do. So you might want to do it with some other friends, or, you know, coordinate with some other superheroes on your mastermind and really do a little ritual where you burn all this old stuff. Because at the end of the day, when you're free of that, then you can completely focus on what you're really here to do. So what you can take away from you with this video is you've got your completion things, go and complete them as soon as possible. Then you know what to replace your old habits with. And I recommend you write your not to do and what you replace them on your to-do list for a little while, so you get in the memory of it. So you have what you need to do in the day. You know, I think I've got one on me here somewhere. So here's my to-do list. My to-do list, by the way, is like this big. So you would write at the bottom what you want to do and what you want to not to do and do instead, you know, down here. Like, don't watch TV, don't spend time on Facebook, and do this and do this instead. So you just remind yourself, all right, here's my program, okay, I don't do that and I do this. If you don't write this not to do stuff on here, you'll just find yourself doing it, because we've created neural pathways and they just keep repeating themselves again and again and again. So if you want to break out of that, you need to have it around to remember, you know. We're very strange creatures, we've got into weird habits. It takes this kind of clarity to snap out of it and move forward. And then everything's sweet, you know. You've got divine power, you've got meditation, you've got the grace coming through. Everything's there to support you. It's all good. So what's going to happen if you actually do this? Well, you're going to, like I said, bring all this energy back into your being, back into your soul, back into you, you know. You're going to open doors to things that were closed, because every time we go in the wrong direction, in a direction that's an addiction, we're shutting doors to the things that are good for us and opening doors to things that we're going to have to deal with later, you know. So just shut those old doors, open some new doors, walk into a new reality, you know. You'll be able to do amazing things that you don't do. Like, if you love to do yoga, if you love to swim, if you love to do stuff, you got all that time comes back to you, you know. And if you do the completion, you're going to just feel so much more lightness and energy coming back to you, because you've really genuinely let go of stuff and finished it. And I'm sure there's other people who would love to have completion with you on some things, so let's just get to it. So once you do all this, you're going to be ready to actually get on with your mission, be super focused, and really have an amazing life. So I'm going to go and enjoy the beach now. Love talking to you, and I'd love to hear your experiences and comments. Go for it, go for it, go for it. Do not avoid this thing. Don't avoid doing this right now. So really do everything. Do it, do it, do it, because you're going to really change your whole life. All right, I'll talk to you soon. So much love to you and respect. aloha.